Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Liebman for CCR to House Bill 1186.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1186 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Secretary of State.
Representative Liebman, you're recognized to explain your conference committee report.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1186 is a Secretary of State's budget. It is being cut 7% from the previous year. Move adoption.
Members, you heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the CCR? Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question on the conference committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Liebman, I notice this bill is considerably different than the previous bills we've discussed. I don't see anything about an appropriation or a total. Can you tell me how we're appropriating money when we don't use the word appropriation in this bill?
You know, I'm not sure I'm the one to answer that question. I didn't write the bill, Representative. I appreciate the question, though. But maybe we can get somebody that is a bill writer to answer that.
Representative Reynolds for a follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, if there's someone that can tell us how we're appropriating money out of this bill before we vote on it, I think that'd probably be an excellent thing.
Representative Wright.
Representative Wright, for what purpose?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd be happy to try and answer the question.
You're recognized.
Thank you. Representative Liebman, isn't it not true that the Secretary of State's office actually generates revenue for the state, and essentially year by year we actually are just determining how much money they're giving to us instead of we're giving to them?
That's true. There's we just received $2.5 million that we wisely spent, and there's another million going to the state treasurer. So it's $3.5 million that she has generated. She has about $100,000 left in her account.
Representative Reynolds for a follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's good to know that we have some profit centers in Oklahoma. I'll agree with that. Can you tell me, on Section 1, it talks about a transfer of $3.5 million. What is that $3.5 million? How did the Secretary of State's office generate that $3.5 million?
Well, thank you for the question. I'm sure that you are aware and know how she generates that by selling you a license to incorporate or a license to do anything else. She charges more than what the costs are in the office. She's holds our expenses down and generates that money, and we can use the excess for various things. For instance, $1 million of it is being used to replace this air conditioning pipe, so you'll have air conditioning next year, that 12-inch pipe that's full of pinholes. That's an example of how some of that money's used.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
Thank you. As I understand it, then, from what you're saying, the money is being generated based on fees for services. Would you consider it a fee if it's a revenue enhancing? Wouldn't it be more of a tax than a fee?
I don't consider fees and permits taxes. Those are necessary to do business and pay your expenses and to keep up with inflation. And from time to time, fees and permits must be increased as inflation goes up, as cost of business goes up. Appreciate your question, though.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Liebman, I think the point I was trying to get to is you would consider it a fee when it's $1 million overcharge?
The amount of business that she does in that office, that $1 million breaks down to just a few dollars per customer.
Seeing no additional questions, Representative Liebman moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor say aye. All opposed say nay. The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1186 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Secretary of State.
Representative Liebman moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Jackson votes aye. Representative Kennedy votes aye. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative Jett votes. Representative Brandon votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Jett votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, Representative Thompson Todd. Representative Terrell. Representative Blackwell, McMullen. Representative Scott. Representative McMullen votes aye. Representative Kiesel. Declare the vote.
94 aye, 2 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Liebman now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, that will be the order. Declare the vote.
94 aye, 2 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.